This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. There's a long history of athletes and endorsement deals. Think of Michael Jordan and Air Jordan sneakers, or George Foreman and his famous grill, which really did make a decent burger. But those endorsements were all on the professional level. Now, college athletes have some of those same opportunities. It's been more than a year since Illinois' Student Athlete Endorsement Rights Act was signed into law. It allows Illinois-based college athletes to be compensated for their name, image, or likeness, known by the initialism NIL. We'll be hearing a lot of that in this conversation, NIL. It's legal, but actually finding those opportunities, maybe not so easy. College athletes now have to navigate the world of marketing, promotion, and communications, dealing with complexities like commercial deals, negotiations, and contracts. But an increasingly popular way to navigate NIL is through a kind of marketplace where companies that are interested in working with athletes go straight to them, allowing the athlete to take control of what they're willing to do and how they want to be compensated. Joining us now to talk about the growing number of NIL marketplaces is Sam Weber, the Senior Director of Communications for Opendoors, a company that operates NIL marketplaces for several Illinois colleges and universities. Sam, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hi, excited to be here.
I'm glad to have you with us. And also with us today is Sydney Stevens, a sophomore at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and a member of the women's soccer team. Sydney, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
So, Sam, I'm going to start with you. Can you just say a little bit more about what an NIL marketplace is, how it works?
Sure. So Opendoors is the leading NIL marketplace in college athletics. And really, we built it as a single platform where anyone who wants to support student athletes, so fans, brands, sponsors, and donors, they can find, pitch, and pay their favorite athlete faster than ever before. So when you're thinking about how that works and what type of deals are included, it really runs the gamut of opportunities that NIL covers. So that could be autographs, appearances, speaking opportunities, even coaching clinics, all the way down to more traditional endorsements like social media posts, commercial shoots, and other more traditional uses of name, image, and likeness, right?
Okay, so let's say I'm a company. How does the marketplace work from that perspective, a company or an individual who wants to work with an athlete?
You bet. So you go to opendoors.com. You can filter to find the type of athletes that you want to work with. So if you want to work with athletes like Sid from the University of Illinois, you go to opendoors.com/Illinois, and you can go browse any student athlete at the university and even some of the alumni. You can go look at individual football players, soccer players, volleyball players. And then each of those athletes has a personal profile that lists the types of activities they're interested in performing, as well as the prices that they will typically charge for those activities. From there, booking the athlete, it's like booking a house on Airbnb or ordering a meal on DoorDash. You go through the submission process, enter a credit card, and if the athlete wants to accept the deal, they get a notification to their phone that they can accept in seconds.
Interesting. So do you find a lot of like cross-border, cross-college town, you know, sort of deals happening? Like could an athlete in Illinois be doing business with a company in Ohio, for example?
Sure. I think we've seen a very broad range of different types of opportunities, whether that's local, regional, or national. One thing that we've seen an increased amount of are national brands that are digging into local markets. So into the Champaign market where they might not have a foothold, but the athletes at the University of Illinois do. So by working with 5, 10, 50 Illinois athletes, that national brand can then really establish that connection with the Illini fan base and be able to, you know, build that awareness and create opportunities in that local market.
All right, Sydney, I want to bring you into the conversation. Now, how long have you been playing soccer, and how did you get into the sport?
Oh, gosh. I've been playing soccer since I could walk, pretty much. I got into the sport because my older sister had played, and she's 9 years older than me, so I grew up watching her play and just being at her games and things, and then being with all the other little siblings who are much older than me. I think I just grew a competitive nature from her, from watching her, from the siblings around. And then from then on, I, you know, grew up with my cousins who were all playing, and they were all older than me. And so I just kind of never stopped.
So what do you think of these changes that have opened up these opportunities for name, image, and likeness monetization?
Yeah, so I kind of came into college during COVID, and that first year it was not a thing, but we knew that it was in the conversations to be legalized. And I think when it was finally decided that, you know, this was going to be a thing and we were going to embark on this new landscape, there was a lot of timid feelings. There was a lot of very nervous feelings about, oh no, you know, what is it going to mean for the student athlete? But then as a student athlete, I think we were all super excited. We were all ready for this opportunity. And it had been something that we had been asking for a really long time, to the point where it felt like a success. It felt like finally the student athletes were being heard.
So what has been your experience with NIL so far?
Yeah, that is such a good question. It started small. It started with a lot of education. And I think the University of Illinois does an incredible job. I am working really closely with our NIL educator. Pretty much his name is Cam Cox, and he knows all the ins and outs. Cam did a lot of education, especially with the women's programs, because I think women have a unique opportunity in the NIL space, just building their brand. And you don't necessarily see women's sports getting the $1 million contracts that you see some of the quarterbacks or, you know, big time basketball players getting, but you do see them building their brand and you see them really excelling in a space that they would be able to had we just been regular students. And I think that's a really important distinction, because regular students are able to do all the things that we are now able to do because of this law. And so when we think about that, I think in my experience and what I've learned is just to build my brand and to build my image on social media, so that when I do enter into deals, it's something that really is unique to me. It's something that I really can put out there in my sport as positive, and I can use kind of my platform to then impact the younger generations and things like that. So I actually started my own apparel brand. And I think that we see a lot of those types of pathways that female athletes are taking instead of just, you know, getting maybe a car dealership NIL or a fast food restaurant joint. I think you're seeing a lot more creativity out of it now. And at least that's been my experience so far.
Your own apparel brand. That's amazing. Sam, let me ask you. So talk about from the student athlete side, what does your, you know, company or any company in this space do to try and like make it, you know, simplify this? Cause it is complex. There are a lot of rules. There's, you know, state law at play. There's NCAA rules. Presumably each individual university has their own rules.
Sure. First of all, I have to give Sydney a shout out for just an incredible approach to name, image, likeness. Athletes like her, the ones who are taking this with the entrepreneurial spirit, they are really the ones that are setting the standard. And like she said, really reaching student athletes and athletes much younger than her to really set a standard for the future of this. So kudos to her. From Open Doors' perspective, what we're doing for athletes, number one, on the marketplace side, every athlete has 100% free of charge. They have their own personal profile that they can set their prices. They can list pictures, add descriptions about them, about brands fans should want to work with them. And then they can promote that on their own social media channels, basically making any transaction seamless, secure, and compliant along the way. On the education and support side, something that, you know, where it maybe gets overshadowed by the marketplace technology, we provide technology solutions to provide content, education, and compliance to all of our school partners that they then provide their student athletes. So many of our school partners use Open Doors to deliver high quality media, so pictures and videos from games and practices that athletes can then share on their personal social media channels that they otherwise may not have had access to. So they can use that to build their brand, to engage that fan base. On the education side, we have experts from companies like US Bank, Facebook, Twitter, Players Tribune, We have all of that on demand and available within our app that basically helps to educate the athletes on how they can approach this opportunity. And then the last thing is the compliance solution. And while it might be overlooked because it's certainly not the most exciting aspect of NIL, I think it's one of the most important. We like to say, you know, your marketability is your eligibility. And if we're not doing everything we can to keep athletes eligible and make sure that they are approaching NIL in a compliant manner, then we're not doing our jobs. So any of our school partners basically have a portal that their athletes can automatically disclose their transactions once they're completed. And the school can then ensure that the transaction was compliant, that there was proof of performance, and that the athlete will retain their eligibility because they're going about things the right way.
If you're just joining us, it's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. That is Sam Weber, who is Director of Communications at Open Doors, which is a company that operates NIL marketplaces, name, image, and likeness for college athletes. And we're also speaking with Sydney Stevens, a sophomore at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, on the soccer team there. And so, Sydney, talk about, I'm looking at your Open Doors page right now. What sort of opportunities would you say you're open to? From fans or businesses or whatever?
Yeah, of course. So I think, you know, you said you were looking at my Open Doors profile. You can see on there that I definitely started small. I didn't get any of the big ideas until kind of that education process happened of me wanting to build my brand and things like that. And so I was doing small little deals, things like Instagram stories or Instagram posts for monetary compensation. And so
this would be like, somebody's like, hey, can you wish my, you know, daughter's soccer team good luck at the big game or something like that? I mean, is that the idea?
I mean, I as a student athlete can do that.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
but I think it's now, you know, if I wanted to do maybe like an autograph session
with
that, you know, team in particular. And that's kind of where NIL is allowing this to happen. So appearances, autograph sessions, like the NIL landscape is huge. It's not just necessarily like Instagram stories or, you know, those things that you think about, you know, an athlete getting a car or something like that. It's not those. It's so many different things. And I think that I didn't even know that to begin with. So I kind of focus a lot of my stuff is, and this is obviously athlete to athlete, but my big message is that I want, you know, other female athletes, to really, I guess, look at the way that we train and look at the way, that females have been, sort of idealized, I guess, in the media. And I use my apparel brand and the brands that I work with and align myself with and sort of the other, I guess, NIL deals that I choose to do. I make sure that they all align with the idea that female bodies are feminine, but we can also be muscular and we can also fuel for our specific sport. And that looks different sport to sport, but also in media, we're not supposed to be fueling the way that we need to be able to perform at a high level. And so it's kind of a really interesting space to be in as a female athlete when we're trying to balance all of those things and social media standards, but then also, like I said, performing. And so I try and send those messages with whatever companies I work with or things like that. And I think that's really important. You know, if you don't drink soda, you're not going to partner with Coca-Cola, you know, those types of things.
Right.
So I guess my Open Doors, it started small. It definitely started with some small little Instagram stories for random little companies that I would get on Open Doors of like, here's $50 for an Instagram post. And I think I finally found my path and how I wanted to take this. And I've kind of strayed away from doing those Instagram stories and things. And now you see me working with like Campus Inc. and trying to actually build a brand and build this apparel and all of these sorts of things.
Well, Sydney Stevens, thank you so much for being with us to share your story today on the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me. This has been an incredible opportunity, and I am more than happy to share any knowledge that I have that I have gotten from Illinois and just my experience in the past year.
Well, thank you very much, Sydney. And Sam Weber from Open Doors, thank you to you as well.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.